Hi, my name's Alex Duncan. I'm the creator of Hovering and the voice of Kyle. Hovering has joined the Apollo Plus podcast platform. If you subscribe to Apollo Plus, you'll get access to new additional content, extra mini scenes we're recording, and also behind the scenes interviews with the cast and creatives that came together to make Hovering. So you can support us by joining Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com. Hovering was created and recorded on the unceded lands of the Boonwurrung and Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation, people who have a proud and incredible history of storytelling stretching back thousands of years. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hovering is intended for a mature audience. It contains strong language and adult themes, including references to sex and drug use. Listener discretion is advised. Alex Duncan and Plot Twist present Hovering, Episode 6, The Verdict.
PM, Friday the 6th of September. Interview with Tennille Harris. Officers present, Senior Sergeant Glenda Grinham and Constable Kyle Grinham. Okay, Tennille, let's cut the bullshit. Where is she?
What?
You and Nathan did something, didn't you? One of you panicked and did something stupid and now we're all in the shit. I'm right, aren't I?
No!
Mum?
I will not have this station become a laughingstock because of some snot-nosed kids. Now tell me where she is.
I already told you.
No, you told my gullible fucking dolt of a son some bullshit and he lapped it up.
Oh, I don't have to take this.
Yes, you do. Because I'm sick of you people.
I called you. I came here of my own volition to give you information I think is important for your case. You're sitting here trying to pin it on me because you're a lazy fucking cop. I know my rights. You've got nothing on me and I can leave anytime I like.
Try it.
Mum.
Fine.
No, wait. Mum, Tennille, please. I really want to hear what you've got to tell us. For Imogen's sake. So, can you just ignore my mum for a second, please, and try again, and I promise I'm listening. Please.
Someone's been following me.
What the fuck has that got to do with the price of eggs in China?
Mum, shut up for a second.
Oh, no, don't mind me. I'm only 29 years your senior and birthed you. I'll just sit in the corner and cheer you on.
Ignore her. Keep going.
Imogen was on the beach that night, right? And since you came into Deidre's and told everyone what happened, people have been coming to me. Strangers.
Nobody knows Imogen was there except me and you.
Do you know that for sure? Because I think people are watching me.
Who?
There's a kind of chubby guy with glasses and lots of hair gel. But I think there are a few of them. This guy came into the cafe Wednesday. They must have heard about it on the grapevine. Or word got around pretty fast, you know. This guy came in asking for the girl who'd seen the thing. It was embarrassing. I was freaked out. I said I didn't know what he was talking about and I told him if he didn't want a coffee, then he could leave. And he said he wasn't here to pick a fight. He was just here to help. But he needs to speak to her. And then he left.
He just left?
Yeah. But he left a card.
And have you brought the card?
For the record, the interviewee has handed us a business card with a phone number on it and a name. It says, Sia. The letters are embossed. It looks quite expensive.
All right, thanks, Carl. That's great.
I didn't call him. I just left it. I didn't want anything to do with it. I thought it was weird. But I looked it up online because I thought, is this guy serious, you know? And how did they find me? And there's this website. There's branches all over the world, but there's one nearby. There's a group of people who meet down the coast, down near Ferguson, in a hall, fortnightly.
Like Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah, I guess. And it said to get in touch if you've had some kind of extraterrestrial experience.
And you think they were after Imogen?
Well, I think they were after me. But then... well, this girl was on the beach there too,
so... The thing I don't understand, Tennille, is you've managed to get my son on board with your visitors from another planet, and all power to you. I have trouble convincing water's wet some days. And you've somehow wangled your way out of whatever dodgy thing you were all up to that night, and so good on you. Congratulations. And it was rude of you to involve the little Arcot kid, but, you know, I guess he had it coming to him, and I'm sure it wasn't your idea. But now... I've got a real missing person here. Fernhopper's daughter's missing. Now, I know she wasn't mixed up with your crowd.
What do you mean, my crowd?
Because she's Fern bloody Hopper's daughter. So what I want to know is, do you bloody well know where she is or not?
What kind of nut job do you take me for that I would do something like that and then come in here for questioning of my own free will? Huh? Oh, you're dumber than you look. Which is fucking dumb, by the way, in case I didn't make that clear. You make me sick. Both of you.
Well, fat lot of good that did us.
Do you see, Mum, that your style of questioning is sometimes possibly not the best way to go about things? Do you see that you didn't listen to a word she was saying?
Sweetheart, we don't have time. We've got to get this done.
Can't you trust I know what I'm doing too?
No! This is my station. You trust me. Before they call someone else in to take over and find out we've been playing X-Files for a month. Thank God we got that appeal out. We won't look like total idiots. Kyle?
What?
What's this? What's this video? It's everywhere.
Oh my God. Durham's trending.
Tonight on Current Events, alien sightings in the sleepy seaside town of Durham. Are they connected to an innocent girl gone missing? Four locals say they saw a strange flying object above the water on a Sunday night. One child took this video of the incident. Since exploded online, putting the tiny fishing town of Durham well and truly on the map. But are the sightings somehow linked to the devastating disappearance of 15-year-old Imogen Hopper?
This is insane.
I told you, national coverage. People outside Durham care about this stuff.
That's you on TV. That's the cafe on Short Street.
Excuse me, you can't come in here with that.
We're here to speak to Tennille Harris.
I'm not here.
She's not here.
Can you tell us what you saw in Durham early last night?
I've already asked you to get out of my shop. Now, please.
Do you deny your colleague Tennille testified to police that she saw an un...
I do deny that. I deny everything. I deny you the right to set foot in here.
Tennille, a girl is missing. Do you deny any involvement in the disappearance?
Who gave you my name?
Why won't you answer the question? What have you got to hide?
Okay, I'm calling the cops. You can stick around and get arrested, or you can shove off now.
Where is Imogen Hopper?
Late afternoon, Friday the 6th of September, officers at Durham Police Station made an online call out to members of the public who may have information that would aid in the investigation of the disappearance of Imogen Hopper, an innocent 15-year-old girl described by friends as shy and sweet. A tragic loss. That night, the extraordinary video you've already seen was also released online, and reports that the alien sighting was somehow linked to the possible abduction began almost immediately. We spoke to the mother of the boy who uploaded the video earlier this week. Sharon, if you could pick three words to describe your younger son, what would they be?
Clever.
Hmm.
Private and creative.
You say private. Is he popular at school?
He doesn't tell me much about school.
Does popularity seem important to him?
Not more than any other kid.
Let me ask you this. A child is missing, possibly kidnapped. Do you think Toby had anything to do with that?
No. I mean, he barely knew Imogen.
And do you believe your son saw what he described as visitors from another planet?
Of course not, but that doesn't mean...
Oh, is your son lying?
I think he's a creative person, and I wouldn't call it lying.
How would you explain the video?
Kids and their computers, I don't really.
Oh, are you suggesting Toby doctored the video on the same day a girl was reported missing?
No, I'm not saying that.
But let's say he did. Why would he do that? Why would a gifted, unusually gifted 11-year-old child, on the day of a girl's disappearance, create a media storm with a doctored video that garnered thousands of views and effectively distracted from the search for Imogen?
I just don't think the two things are related. Toby just really likes space and stuff.
Do you think it's possible Toby created the video to throw off the investigation into Imogen Hopper?
No.
Do you think the video has affected the investigation? Has distracted the public?
No, I think...
What reason would you say does an 11-year-old boy, a creative, reclusive, some might say obsessive child, have to draw attention away from a desperate search for an innocent girl?
I'm not going to answer that.
Do you deny she's innocent?
I'm not interested in continuing this interview.
Do you believe your son knows the whereabouts of Imogen Hopper?
We're done. Thanks. I'm not answering anything else.
So what does the broader community of Durham think of the video? And what do they think of the child behind it? Young, troubled, Toby Arcott.
I'm not troubled.
Sir,
hey,
sir, can I ask you...
That's your dad.
Do you have a child that attends this school?
Yeah. Are you filming me?
Do you know Toby Arcott?
He's friends with my daughter. Yeah, he's a nice kid.
And what's your response to the video he posted online?
What video?
The video he claims shows an alien spacecraft over the water of Durham. Sir?
Yeah, I do have something to say about that, actually. Here's something for all your viewers. I was there.
Oh, my God. Dad, what are you doing?
There was nothing strange in the sky that night. I was fishing, looking right out at the ocean, exactly where people say they saw this thing. I saw nothing. It was clear where I was. I'm telling you, I didn't even see a shooting star.
So you're saying Toby Arcott made it up?
What do you think? He's a kid. Honestly, I think you're the crazy ones for believing it.
And then, to our surprise, more explosive details emerge. Later that day, we spoke to Toby's older brother, Nathan.
Why did he say that? Did he just lie on TV?
It's Nathan!
Nathan Arcott, let me start with this. What understanding of computers would you say you and your brother have?
Well, like, I'm pretty good. Like, slightly better than average.
And your brother?
Yeah, he's pretty good, but, like, this is so basic. Any noob can do this.
And what are you showing us now, Nathan?
This
is your brother's computer.
Yeah.
You're not allowed on that, Nathan! You're so grounded.
And this file is the video your brother uploaded onto YouTube?
Yeah.
Ah. And what does it say about the file?
It's been edited.
Do you have access to the original file?
Yep. You can track the file history.
And what's this you've brought up on the screen now?
This is the original file.
Oh, this is the original, unedited file.
Are they lying?
Quite similar to the file we saw, isn't it?
A bit.
Except for an important detail. The UFO is missing, isn't it?
There's a lie, but yeah, it could be anything.
Where did they get that video from, Toby?
It really happened.
Did Nathan make that up?
Yes. He hates me.
Did you change that video before you showed me? Toby.
Yes. But I had to. You couldn't see. Hazel? Hazel?
Don't talk to me at school anymore, okay?
Pasties and
English tart
and
vegan,
what kind? Black, white, or...
Excuse me. Sorry, police. Coming through, police.
Hello, Kyle. English tart?
I'm looking for Tennille.
She quit.
You fired her?
I would have been quite happy to keep her on. She quit. She said she was sick of answering questions.
Would you care for a Durham donut, Kyle, on the house today? They're shaped like little UFOs, see?
Quite clever.
No thanks, Deirdre, I'm fine.
Suit yourself. Anything else I can help you with?
Did you catch us on the telly last night? I looked quite slim, I thought.
Do you have an address for Tennille?
I do, better be quick though. She said she was skipping town.
Did they come back?
Who?
The Seers.
Mate, every weirdo from here to Albury Wodonga has been coming into that cafe since last night.
Has anyone mentioned Imogen?
Yeah. All of them. They think I've hidden her somewhere. It's horrible. I didn't ask for this. People think I did something to this child.
Where are you going?
I'm not going to tell you that.
You form a significant part of this investigation. You're legally obliged to stay.
Well, you haven't actually charged me with anything, so no, I'm not legally obliged to do anything.
I'm sorry. It got out of hand. I don't know how that happened.
You came into the cafe and told people what I'd told you in confidence. That's how it happened.
I was trying to understand.
Stop trying. It happened. There's nothing to understand.
You know, it looks suspicious, you leaving like this.
Things will look suspicious whatever you do. People see what they want to see.
I need your help. What about the Seers? What if they have Imogen?
I called them up.
What?
I went to a meeting. It was nice. It was nice to talk about it with people who understand.
Is that why you're leaving?
Bye, Kyle.
I need you.
Looks like you don't, actually. Somebody called for reinforcements.
Kyle, just the man we were looking for.
What is it, Mum? Who's this?
Constable Grimm, I'm Detective Inspector Graham with an H. Andrews. This is my colleague, Detective Inspector Graham with an E. Scott. I was told you were expecting us, but it looks like maybe not. We'll be taking over the search operation for Imogen Hopper.
Hovering was written and directed by Alex Duncan. It was produced by Alex Duncan and Claire Frost. Our series is performed by Alex Duncan, Simon Caulfield, Shane Francis, Artemis Ioannidis, Lily Fish, John-Mark Desengano, Maud Davey, Veronica Thomas, Margot Morales, Tariro Mavondo, Aaron Walton, Rihanna Curran, Jules Stevens, Lucy Lovegrove, and Caitlin Spears. Sound recording and dialogue editing by Claire Frost. Additional sound recording by Stupid Old Studios and Daniel Burnett. Special thanks to Creative Kicks Media. Sound design and mixing by Melissa May. Music composed by Audrey Vixen. Cover art by Phoenix Wardell. Full credits and further information available in our show notes.
Hi, you've been listening to Hovering. You can support us by joining Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com. Thanks very much for listening.